Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Michael Kelsey, the latest on the medical marijuana situation from a cattle industry perspective in just a moment.
Bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, doesn't have to knock the wind out of your operation. The challenge is real, but so is Elanco's growing BRD portfolio. With Elanco, you can choose from multiple modes of action to help you and your herd breathe easier. For more than 40 years, Elanco has been committed to delivering flexible, future-looking solutions for BRD and other tough challenges. We're dedicated to ensuring our solutions always help you handle whatever you're up against. Our growing portfolio of products for the prevention, control, and treatment of BRD allows you to select the right solution to help keep your herd healthy and productive. It's right for cattle and right by you. Breathe easier. Ask your herd health veterinarian or sales rep about Elanco BRD Solutions. Elanco is a trademark of Elanco or its affiliates.
We're talking with Michael Kelsey, Executive VP of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, lots of concerns still out in the country regarding these medical marijuana grow facilities. OCA has decided to go ahead and take some concrete action as far as a call to state authorities regarding maybe stopping the rise in the numbers of these facilities. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we were very pleased to be a part of a coalition, a good coalition, to ask, respectfully request the new OMMA director, the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority director, Adria Berry, to consider a temporary moratorium or a temporary pause in grower permits. Ron, there's about 8,600, probably close to 8,700 by now, permits, grower permits. We've got probably, by best estimate, 40 to upper 40% of the grower permits in the country, in the United States, are here in Oklahoma. We've got a big problem that we need to get our arms around as a state. And so one of the things we think, we've just come to the point where we think it's appropriate for the director to consider just a pause, a temporary pause, so that they can get she can get her arms around inspection, certification of the permits, and also gives the legislature time to consider regulatory action of these grow houses, whether it be waste disposal, water usage, some of those types of things. But that we were very pleased to be a part of this coalition requesting that.
Why is the cattle industry, why are your producers so concerned about this rapidly rising number?
That is a great question, Ron, and I really appreciate you asking that. And so the reason it is I've never received this type of input from membership regarding the effect on the rural way of life here in Oklahoma. And certainly we think about the illegal side of growing marijuana, and lots of folks have heard stories. OBN, Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics, is doing a great job of trying to round up some of these illegal operations. But just the massive growth in the total number of operations is really overwhelming rural Oklahoma. And so our members are challenged when it comes to rural water, utility, overtaxation of utility or over usage of utility, such as water, such as electricity, those types of things. We're also seeing challenges regarding not this time of year, because it's not the time of year to necessarily apply herbicide, but earlier in the year when it was time to apply herbicides, we were seeing some of our members who were not able to apply herbicide to their land because either the applicator or they had fear of the ramifications of if they were to if that spray were to drift, and so you know those types of effects that we're seeing on rural Oklahoma, this is fundamentally changing the fabric of rural Oklahoma, and we're just asking and wanting to. Our members have said it's time for us to consider how we address this, and we think at this point in time, a temporary pause in the number of issuance of grower permits gives us an opportunity to do that.
Michael Kelsey on those huge numbers of medical marijuana grow facilities in the state. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming live on Thursday, September 23rd. Superior Sunrise at 7:30. Video auction itself at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll be offering over 20,000 head, 3,700 yearling steers, 4,200 yearling heifers, 4,400 weaned calves, and 6,800 calves on cows. If you want to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call Superior 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.